This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops, but the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched ground advances last month. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Turkey this month arrested dozens of people accused of spying for Israel. The highly publicized arrests are seen as a warning to Israel to not target Palestinians in Turkey, after Israel warned it would target anyone involved in the October 7th attack. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities raided dozens of homes in early January in a major operation targeting alleged spy rings run by Israel's Mossad intelligence service. The raids came after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned of serious consequences should Israel try to hunt down members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Turkey. Israel has not commented on the arrests, but Israeli military leaders and government ministers are vowing to track down those involved in Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel, wherever they reside. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The UN Security Council on Wednesday demanded Yemen's Houthis immediately end attacks on ships in the Red Sea and cautioned against escalating tensions, while implicitly endorsing a U.S.-led task force that had been defending the vessels from the Houthi attacks. This is VOA News. Peruvian police strengthened its operation on its border with Ecuador on Wednesday after a wave of violence took over its neighboring country. A surge of violence has taken over Ecuador in the last few days after the escape of a gang leader from a prison over the weekend. Opposition and civil society groups are rallying in support of Gabon's coup leader after a bloc of Central African states refused to lift sanctions on Gabon that they imposed after the military ousted President Ali Bongo at the end of August. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports.
There were demonstrations this week in the Gabonese cities of Libreville, Oyem, and Franceville as civil society groups called for an end to sanctions. Gabon was suspended from the economic blocs on September 1, 2 days after General Brice Oligui Nguema ousted President Bongo in a bloodless coup. Opposition parties say he should be given time to organize elections and say the international sanctions should be lifted immediately. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, showed up and sat in the audience at Wednesday's House of Representatives hearing that was taking steps to hold him in contempt of Congress. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Hunter Biden's surprise appearance at the committee meeting stirred up a political frenzy whose Republican members are working to not only hold him in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena, but also to impeach his father, President Joe Biden. Committee Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina.
Yes, I'm looking at you, Hunter Biden, as I'm speaking to you. You are not above the law.
House Oversight Committee member Jared Moskowitz, a Florida Democrat, dared the committee to call him up.
Who wants to hear from Hunter right now, today? Anyone? Come on. Who wants to hear from Hunter?
Hunter Biden defended his lack of compliance with the GOP-issued subpoena because it ordered him to appear for a closed-door testimony instead of doing so in public. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Donald Trump cannot personally deliver a closing argument in his civil fraud trial, a New York judge said Wednesday, after the former U.S. president's attorneys did not agree to conditions that would prevent him from delivering a quote-unquote campaign speech. The development comes a day before closing arguments in a case brought by New York's attorney general. Justice Arthur Engoron agreed to let Trump speak only if he adhered to standard rules that bar attorneys from discussing irrelevant matters during arguments, according to an email chain filed on the court's docket. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.